So I thought I would talk about orgasm and orgasm control, because it's such a popular thing with kinky people. Even if it isn't so much control, like you have to ask permission at the very least, and a lot of doms are into that, which is always a bit of a conflict, because coming isn't easy for me at all. And if I have to, even if it's just asking permission, if I'm getting up there in terms of building up the pressure, and I have to think about asking somebody for permission, that means it's all just gone. That just means it's not going to happen. Which is really frustrating. Let alone somebody say, you can't come. Well, don't worry, won't be a problem. Or you have to come now. It's definitely not happening if there's pressure. But I thought I should, you know, turn on a vibrator while I have this little talk. So that might be make it slightly more interesting. My favorite vibe is broken. I'm waiting for the replacement to arrive, which is a little bit frustrating, because I can come with another vibe. I have RSI, so I can't really use my hand without getting very bad cramp. I can come with the other vibe, but it's not nearly as intense. One thing I really like with a partner is when the pressure is off. The reason I struggle with receiving oral is that it, with a lot of people, it becomes that grand moment of, whoa, I'm gonna blow your mind. And the pressure of this has to be really good makes it much harder for me to enjoy it. It's also a bit of the thing of, I'm feeling like lonely and unconnected up here, please come back up here because you're far away and I don't like it. I enjoy it for warming up, but it isn't really something I've ever come from. But yeah, the pressure of, oh, this is gonna be really good, I'm gonna really blow your mind, is what makes it very hard for me to really let go inside my head. One thing I enjoy in fantasy and in reality is if a dom puts my orgasm in service of his. Not, I want you to come because that's the thing I want for you, but I want you to come because it feels really good to him. To be inside me when I do. And there's a little bit of objectification in there of my orgasm being in service of his, and that somehow takes the pressure off me. I mean, there's still, he wants it to happen, but as long as it's not a, like, do it now sort of command, because forget it, that's not ever going to happen. But if it's like, make yourself come for me, because it feels good for him, then that's really hot. Because it makes it not about me, and somehow that makes it easier. Annoyingly, actually, usually it happens the other way around. that kind of in my mind I get dragged along when the guy gets really close. That's why I want to hear about it, and I can't stand really quiet partners, because I need to hear where he is. And sometimes, like, the contact high of it, the excitement of it transfers, and I get suddenly really close. And if he doesn't, like, come very sharply and immediately stop, then I can sometimes come along, which is cool. And also really hot. And I guess that's why I don't... I mean, I like oral. I enjoy giving blowjobs, but I really, really like finishing during sex inside me. Because it's a shared thing. It feels much more connected. Like our faces close together and hearing his breath, feeling his whole body against me, that is so much hotter than somebody coming like on my face or in my mouth. Feels much more like something we're sharing in that moment. My very favorite position is prone bone, which is when I'm stretched out on my stomach with him stretched out over my back. Just the way that makes me feel caged in a way I enjoy, and feel the weight on me, pinned down. You see a lot of in-porn, a guy often sits up, I guess, because otherwise it's not visible enough for porn. But I love it when he leans forward, shoves his arms under my torso, and really holds me close and in and down, so I can't go anywhere. Maybe with a hand on my throat, or across my neck to hold me down, or a hand in my hair. That feels good. Oh, and his mouth close to my ear. It's definitely also the submissive thing of, like, there is nothing I can do and nothing I have to do in this moment. I can just be, and I can't fall or move weirdly when I do come. Like, I can't ever come standing up, because I would be too worried I'd fall, and therefore I would not come. And lying like that to my stomach is just so nice, because there is absolutely nothing to even think about, apart from just letting things happen. And if only I'd find a way to use my favorite vibrator in that position, but the angle doesn't work, which is a dreadful shame, because, oh, that would feel so good to be fucked like that, down into the mattress, in my cunt or my ass. Oh, feel him over me, all around me, in the inside of me. His legs on the outside of mine, pressing mine shut. Just completely controlled like that. Ah. his arms around my torso and holding me back. So when he starts thrusting harder, I don't move. He's got me. Hold still. He's got me held still to receive his thrusting. His arms under me and hooked up over my shoulder. And then he starts speeding up, grinding into me. Fuck, that feels good. Maybe I've got my hand underneath me. I know my hand's probably gonna cramp, but in that moment, I don't care. And I can feel his mouth so close to my ear. Feel and hear his breath. All right, next to me. Oh, and he's talking. Telling me all about how he feels. Oh, how he's been thinking about that all day. He's gonna fuck into me like that, and now he's gonna come. He's gonna pump his cum into me, just like that, pinned down and helpless. Completely captive. Afterwards, just stay on top of me for a little while. Stay inside me for a little while. Oh, I love that. Feeling a little bit breathless with his weight on me. And he's kissing the side of my face. And lacing his fingers with mine. Oh, that's so lovely. And then after a while he rolls us sideways. We stay just wrapped up in each other for a while.